there's two very strong nekudas to appreciate in the parasha that we can learn from a lot. We find to begin with, Korach didn't just come with a leitzonus against Moshe Rabbeinu's hanhaga. Rashi explains that his kavana was that he was his mekane, and that's where it all stemmed from. But toich kidei his being masig against Moshe Rabbeinu's hanhaga, he be'etzem made leitzonus and had a horrific influence in Vayikach Korach, as Rashi says, L'kochem b'dvorim. He swayed the hearts of Klal Yisrael, who was against the whole Mesorah and the Nevuas Moshe and the proper Kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over. And there was a terrible, terrible rifyon in the adherence of Klal Yisrael to Torah and Mitzvahs the way it was being taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. And there was something very basic that happened there. Chazal tell us on the Smichus HaParasha to Parashas Tzitzis, the Korach, he challenged Moshe Rabbeinu by taking all hundreds of people, dressing them all up with talisos of tcheles, that the whole talis was tzavua and tcheles, coming to Moshe Rabbeinu and presenting a shaila. Presenting a shaila in a show and tell, Moshe Rabbeinu, are these talisos, who the whole talis is colored in tcheles, is it chayv and tzitzis? So Moshe Rabbeinu answered, well, is there dalet kanfis? It's made out of, it's a beged, which is chayv and tzitzis, beged semer, and it has dalet kanfis. It has the shear, of course, it's chayv and tzitzis. They say, yeah, Revi, but it's colored tcheles. He says, no, it's vos. So they came with the whole lundus. Well, if chut achas of tcheles patters a beged, if the whole beged is tcheles, of course it patters itself. He took a tent, made a tzuras haPesach, a house, that it had a dinner, it would be chayv and mezuzah, and he filled it up with sfar. All the parashiyos of Torah that they had till that time, which was b'ksav, he put it in writing and he filled it all up. And he went, he took a whole group of people and they all went to ask Moshe Rabbeinu Shaila. They said, Rebbe, come, we have a house we want to show you. The house is at Chayv in Mezuzah. So Moshe Rabbeinu Adam Mikol Adam came. And they asked him, is this Chayv in Mezuzah? Does it have a Tzuras HaPesach? Yes. It has the halachic dinim of a door of a Pesach, etc.? Yes. He says, it's Chayv in Mezuzah. They say, yeah, but Rebbe, take a look. They show him. The bais is full of sfar. Bais full of sfar is also chayv. He says, in Hilchas Mezuzah, it doesn't make a difference. He says, what? If there's two parashiyos, Shema and Vayom Shemoya, on the doorpost, it patterns a bais even without sfarim. If you have a house full of sfarim, not just Shema, Vayom Shemoya, you have all the parashiyos at Torah written, and they're all in klafim in the house, avadet should patter. That was the time that they came. It was ridiculing the lomdis of mitzvah sater. Alpi lomdis, there's no room for such a shayla b'chlau. What's a shaychus to a beged cheles? That why should a pater a beged? What's the shaychus b'chlau to bais molis form? He has a tzur, a pesach, has a din bais. It's used with the dine bais. Of course, it's chayv in mezuzah. They were coming with late sonnes, A. B, they were coming with a whole late sonnes, but with a whole mahalach ha-machshove, which wasn't a mahalach machshove from a halachic point of view. Coming with a mahalach ha-machshove, not mikoyach halachic dikasvara. There's no way to answer directly such a stupid question. The question doesn't even begin. It's a stupid question, so it doesn't even deserve a smart answer. The question doesn't even begin for a simple reason. A person can come to try to understand the lomdus HaTorah with an external type of a svara. Well, what's the reason behind the Parashiyos HaTorah pattern? Because it says Shema Amar Yishma, it has an effect on the house, and therefore it's human kaim mitzvah mezuzah. So if you have Torah Shebaal Peh, its own pattern of thought. You can't come with a stupid external type of way of thinking and try to translate that into mitzvah HaTorah, and therefore try to understand mitzvah HaTorah based according to that way of thinking. The Yesod is one. What Moshe Rabbeinu told him is Boiker v'yoida Hashem es asher loy. What is Boiker v'yoida Hashem? Rashi brings. Boiker v'yoida Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, could you change the laws of nature? Could you change that the sun will rise in the west and it will sink in the east? Kadosh Baruch Hu made nature differently. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a miraculous world that functions down to the most finest detail with the whole mahalach of laws of nature. Everything has its laws. That's boiker, v'yoida Hashem. So too, mitzvah satoira, Kadosh Baruch Hu created chukis shemayim v'aretz. He created laws of nature and he created laws of the Torah. You can't change that. You can't change that. You can't change the laws of science. And according to your mahalach, it shouldn't be this way. The sun should rise in the west and it should sink in the east. Kadosh Baruch Hu created it that way, and that's the way it is. That is the way the Bria was created. Torah is the blueprint of the Bria. It has its own way of analysis and the whole its own way of understanding, and Mimelin has its own way of working through something to come to the halacha lemaisa aspects. There's no way you can change the Torah, and there's no way you can change the Ratzon of Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is the basis of everything, and you can't come with a stupid external mahalach of thinking of attitude about something and try to translate that into the chukas haTorah. And that's the posik that we say in the haftarah on the Tainis Tzibur by Mincha. That to mahalach of Hashem, ki gvoya shomayim oret, ki ngovu drochem darcheichem, darcheichem drochai, nuhum Hashem. Ki kashir govu shomayim oret, ki ngovu drochem darcheichem. The finite mind using his own svaris in chukas haTorah doesn't work. The infinite Chochma v'Kodesh Baruch Hu is the basis of Chukas HaTorah. And it's the way he gave it over to us to understand and to connect to the understanding of his Das in the mythology, in the way of working something through, in the Malach HaMachshav, the way he taught us to work something through. That's the Malach we have to work with. And it's within that realm of Malach HaMachshav, of Lamdas of Halacha, that we have to work. I saw a sefer. That had a haskama from Reb Michael Feinstein. I have the schus to say one of my rabbein, who was he had a strong influence on me as a bocher. I was been biased by him. Some of the briskerov lived in Bnei Brak. The years I was in Ponovich, I used to be by him quite a lot. So this sefer, interestingly enough, had a haskama from him. And he printed the haskama, it was a letter that he writes, I saw your sefer, and he didn't type up the words, but he left it in the handwriting. And so if I was reading, what did Reb Michael write to him in the haskama? The haskama was very sharp criticism against his sefer. Just the person didn't even... Instead of accepting criticism, and if he changed it, he wasn't even embarrassed to go ahead, because people don't look at the fine print, and even they don't read the handwriting, and they didn't even read what he wrote in the letter. He wrote them something very, very deep, very strong criticism on his sefer. He wrote him as follows. He says, I see you worked very hard in your sefer. You were learning up sugyas, and you wrote up a lot. He says, but there's something very, very wrong with your whole attitude in your sefer. what this person in the Sefer was trying to do, he's trying to show different Zdodim in Sugyas, or in, even in Lomdus, in Machlokes and in Achrayinim. And he was trying to explain what the Shurish HaMachlokes, or the Shurish HaZdodim of Zdodim in a Sugya, or in a Machlokes Achrayinim in a Sugya, and he's trying to explain it based on external not even Jewish terms, and explaining is this the issue, or this is the issue. And he was trying to explain Chukas HaTorah and Machlokes and Sugyas and Achrayinim, or even in Sugyas HaGemara, based on different worldviews and world understanding of different things. Ramechel wrote it very, very sharply. He says, when you come to explain Torah, come to understand Torah, don't try to use non-Torahic concepts and use that and think, oh, so this is this and this is that, and then go and make a whole analysis that this Achron is going with this method of thinking and this Achron is going with this method of thinking. And you come with external mythology, external methods of Havana of things, and trying to put that into the Torah and understand the Torah based on that. Ramechel wrote him, your whole attitude is wrong. It was a very mechubadik letter, but if you were looking into the toichen of it, it's the most sharpest criticism I ever saw in a sefer. He basically was telling him, you have a very wrong attitude in coming, trying to analyze and understand halacha, understand the chukas haTorah. And it's a very sharp lesson that was, with that criticism, that was what Korach was doing, and Korach was making late sonas. A lamda knows, and this is pure training in lamdas. We understand lamdas, we understand the sugya mitoich, the mahalach hamachshava that we are trained to, how to think through sugyas and how to work through sugyas in the mahalach of lamdas, the way the Torah Shebal Peh Gemara Talmud Bavli was given over. We don't come to try and understand it with external ways of thinking, trains of thought. It can produce a koirach. Those ways of thinking serve the leitzonim, people who are trying to go against the Torah, to fight the Torah for their own agendas, for their own purposes, for their own comforts. Or I would say another phrase, for their own excuses. People want to excuse bad behavior, wrong behavior, maybe rather say, will come up with different ways of analyzing Torah, Mahalach, Torah, Halacha, different ways of, they'll come with external methods and ways of trains of thought to understand Hashkofas HaTorah, to serve their own purposes, or their own excuses for wrong behavior. That was the shorish of the chait of Korach. Now Korach did a vayikach. There's a second point here that we could learn from very strongly. Korach did a vayikach, lokach bedvorim. He was a very, very influential man. He was a man with a lot of hashpah. Pasuk says, Medrash, and this week's parasha begins. Lekeach nafshos chacham. Someone who knows how to use words to capture and to bring closer nefoshes to spirituality, he's a chacham. The power of speech is a very, very precious gift. When it's properly used, it's a tremendous tool. Everything in the Bria could be used for the good, or for chas v'shalom, the opposite, for the bad. Someone who knows how to use those words to be lekach nefoshes is a chacham. Korach did the exact opposite. His vayikach, lokcham bedvarim, as Rashi brings, that lekicha bedvarim, as Rashi brings the test of translation of Vayikach, the meaning is Vayikach, he convinced. Lashin kachas aharon, k'chui mochem dvorim. Rashi on that posuk, kachas aharon, weiter. It's speak to him. Explain it to him. Kachas are in next week's parash in Parashas Chukas. Kheu bedvorim. Rashi says, "Bimenachem him. Tell him that he's going to his death, but how lucky he is. He's going to be Mesa Misas Neshikin. He's going to be seeing his son taking over. His sons are Mamshich, his Derech. They're taking over his Kahuna. And as Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you're being Zeichet to something that I won't be Zeichet to. Your Bonim are Yerish, you. They're continuing your Mesirah until today. Kayanim make a brocha shekiv shem to Mekdushasi Shalaharan. That's Kach Saharan. That's Vayikach Koirach, who's Lekeach Medvorim, convincing, flattering, using words to serve evil, to produce evil. Vayikach Koirach ben Yitzhar ben Koz ben Levi v'dosan v'aviram ben Eliyof. Rashi says, it's a medrash. Rashi brings a very interesting nekuda that we have to learn from. Why did Dosan Vaviram mix in? How did Korach get to Dosan Vaviram to pull them? So, I would have said, Dosan Vaviram, they're the old troublemakers. Wherever something was off, wherever something smelled, who was involved? It was Dosan Vaviram. Back in Mitzrayim, who went to snitch and to tell Paroi that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, was Dosan Vaaviram. Back in Parashas Beshalach, when we had the Anoshim Ibn Yisrael, who went and they spread out mon on Friday, in order that later Klal Yisrael would come the next day. And they would see Mon, and they'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu is a badoy. He said that Mon won't fall on Shabbos. And the Pasuk says that they went, and they brought people the next day, and they went out searching for Mon. V'loy matzol. Who was it? Chazal say it was Dosan Vaviram. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the nes, the birds came, and they took away the Mon. Okay. They've been the troublemakers all along. So it would be very natural, very normal. Korach is leading a whole revolt in Hashkofa against Moshe Rabbeinu, against the Torah, against Yiddishkeit, against everything Moshe Rabbeinu has been teaching, and against him personally, against Aaron. Of course they would join. Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi says, B'shvil sheyoshev et Reuven, shori b'chana yosom, teimono, shevet Reuven, were in the tzad doroim of the Mishkan, Shochein leKahas Ubonov. Kahas Ubonov, they were in the southern part, southern of the Mishkan, and they were next to Bnei Reuven. They were neighbors. Since they were neighbors, Nishtatfu in Korach b'machlakto. They were mishtatif with Korach in the machlokes. Oy leRosho v'oy leShcheina. Was all the bad influence of being neighbors of Korach. They were influenced because they lived next to Korach. They lived close by, and they were influenced by him as a bad neighbor. We see a yesod, and it's a yesod which I think goes through the whole parasha. The bad hashpa of a neighbor or of a sviva, which isn't the proper sviva. Which isn't a proper surrounding to a person. We find something very unique in the punishment of Dosan Vaaviram, specifically in Korach also. Later, when it came time for the Charein Af, something specific happened by Korach and by Dosan Vaaviram more than by any one of the other Matayim Chamishimish. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go, warn Klal Yisrael. Daber ele eido leimor. Go quickly to Klal Yisrael and warn them. Hey, Alu, separate yourself. Elevate yourself, misaviv, from the surroundings of Mishkan, Korach, Dosan, Vaaviram. Vayokom Moshe, vayelech el Dosan, Vaaviram, vayelchu acharov zikne Yisrael. Vayedaber leide leimor. Suruna mi'ala holeya anoshim arashoyim mo'eile. Separate yourself. Move far, far away from being neighbors of these wicked, evil men. V'altigu b'chol asher lehem. Don't touch or hold anything of theirs. If you have an object of theirs at home, drop it. Let go of it. Don't hold on to it. Penti sofu. So you shouldn't be punished. B'kol chatoisom. You shouldn't be punished by their chet. The pasuk describes how Klal Yisrael takis separated themselves. Vayaolu mi'al mishkan. So separated from themselves. From next to, they went far away from next to the mishkan. Dosen v'aviram misaviv. And dosen v'aviram with their chutzpah. Yotzu mitzavim. Pesach ha'alehem. And they came out with their wives and their children and their sons and their babies. And that's when the whole Hemshech HaPsukim happened, and Moshe Rabbeinu warned them. And at that moment, Atiboka Adam Masha Tachteyem swallowed everything up, closed up. Atiftach Horetz says, Piyav Atiflaisom, Vesboteyem, Veskola Odom Asher Lekorach, Veskola Rochush. What's this Kola Rochush? Rashi tells us, the Chazal, that even if it was a keli of one of theirs on the other side of the machane, it came rolling. And that's why anyone had to drop anything. Al tigu b'chol la'asher lehem, don't touch anything which they own. It all had to get swallowed up and taken away. There's a deep lesson here. We find a very similar nikud even before before this happened, that the punishment of the swallowing, when they were all complaining, took sukkim before, Vaydabir Hashem al-Moshe v'la'ar leimor, he tells Moshe Naharen, he bodlu, you separate yourselves, mitoich ha'idu azois, v'chala oisem karega, and I'll wipe them all out. Again, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe v'Aharon, you get out, and I'll wipe them all out. Vayiplu al pneim, Vayomu and Igdavin, they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hinting to them, gave them permission. He told them what's going to happen if they move out, and therefore they davened. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you don't move out, but tell everyone else to move away from Korach. What's this moving away all about? There's a deep lesson here. Klal Yisrael fell. Why did Klal Yisrael fall? There was one wicked, bad individual who had a tongue. He had a mouthpiece. He did a vayikach, that was Korach. He was influential. And he was mashpia, bad, evil, beginning with his neighbors. And then his neighbors were mashpia, bad on others. There's the zehirus that a person has to have from a bad hashpo. Dosen v'aviram fell because they were bad neighbors. They oile rosh v'oile shcheinoi. Klal Yisrael fell because they were nischaber with the rosha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave punishment, he punished in a way that everything that was next to them would get destroyed. A tzaddik is mashpia good. When the chabura holds together, chabura of tzaddikim, of mevakshim, of bnei aliyah, when we together united, we're mashpia one and another good. We all have a great hashpa on each other. And we're in a sviva that isn't good, it's mashpia bad on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a hint to Moshe Naharen. Klal Yisrael is being saved because of the good hashpo that you're being mashpia when you're in Klal Yisrael. If I want to punish them, I tell you, you get out, and then I wipe them all out. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they fall on their face and they daven for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. Now, I won't tell the tzaddik to get out. You tzaddikim, you'll stay with them and you'll make them all better. But tell them, warn them. They got to get away from being next to the rishoyim. There's a deep lesson here. Oy l'rosha v'oy l'shcheinoy. Toiv l'tzaddik v'toiv l'shcheinoy. A person has to put himself next to tzaddikim, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Deis. Naturally, zok the Rambam. in Hilchas Deis, he says, Teva Briyosei Shalodom, that a person is Nimshach B'daitoi Uvemaisov, in his opinions, his Hashkofis, and his attitudes. A person is Nimshach by the neighbors and the people who he associates with. Create us as that we are influenced by our surroundings. As the Rambam puts it down in Hilchos Deis, it's the teva briyosu shalodom. It's the natural way that we are created. We have our own DNA, the way each and every human being is created emotionally, physically. We are created in a way just like nutritious food is healthy for us and poison is dangerous for us, so too, we have it within our nefesh that we are influenced from the sviva that we are next to. And therefore the Rambam says that's the yesod of the mitzvah, the dovek b'chachomim, to live next to tzaddikim. The person should do business, he should make sure that his business partners are tzaddikim, are straight, honest people. That is chaverim, are yireim, vishleimim, kedoshim. If a person is in a sviva where those who are next to him speak vulgar language, are rishoyim, low people, it will influence him. If people they're in the sviva of rishoyim, they'll be influenced for the bad. That's the teva briyosei shel odom. That's the natural way we are wired. And that's the yesod of Oyle Rosh of Oyle Shechein, and that was the whole mapola of Korach and all of those next to him. And therefore, when it came time for punishment, it was one of the two. If it would have been a horrific punishment, because Baruch would say, separate the tzaddikim and wipe them all out, no one chaklas was zrichet rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, you stay with them, but tell them they have to get away from the Rishayim, and then only the Rishayim will get punished. This is the yesod of the danger of being next to a bad influence. Oy l'rosh of Oy l'shcheinai. I saw once a beautiful description. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, in one of his sfarim, which are written from his talks, I remember seeing he has a whole presentation, the way he used to present things. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Pagosh bedoiv shakul, va'al ksil be'ivaltoi." It is better to meet up with a bereaved bear. Doiv shakul, a doiv who lost its cubs, then to meet a man in his foolishness, as a ksil, a stupid man with his foolishness. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller over there portrays a scenario as follows. He portrays is somewhere in the Catskill Mountains, and he bumps into a grizzly, a big, big dangerous one. He says the natural rule is, don't panic. It's not going to attack you, even though it's a very dangerous. Speaking about a big, big grizzly, a good 8 feet. 500-600 pounder, which with one touch of his paw can knock down a man like nothing. But if you don't get it excited, you can even use the opportunity to give him an observation. There's one rule, there's one time that if you're next to a grizzly, you escape. That's if it's a female mother grizzly, big bear, and she's with her cubs. Bear who's with her cubs, because of her protecting nature over her cubs, is going to be vicious and dangerous to any stranger who's in the area around her. So if you see a mother bear with her cubs, get away as soon as you can. Okay. Picture it as follows. You see this bear with her cubs. You turn around as quick as you can. You escape to your car, not far. You jump in and you begin trying to back up and get away. To your great mazel, as you back up, one of the little cubs of this bear gets into your way and you give it a hit and it is wounded or dead. This mother bear is furious, gives a knock to the door of your car. Boom! Your car, she gives a whack over. Another crash onto the hood. You're trying to ignite, you're trying to get something going. Ignition is gone. About to rip into the car. You escape from the back door. You escape. And that bereaved bear, that Doiv Shakul, is after you. You're escaping. And you see a tree that you're able to climb up on. And you go climbing. The bear is after you. All the little cubs are following her. And she clumsily is coming to that tree. And you're climbing, trying to get a higher from one branch is breaking. And you're climbing the higher branch. You're all getting up high into the tree. You're trying your best. And this bereaved bear comes to the bottom of the tree and begins knocking the tree, trying also to give a little climb, not really managing. And you're trembling on the tree. And then you see down the road another car driving by. And you see it's your Goyish neighbor who lives two houses over, driving in his car with an open window, and he's observing what's going on. He's observing. And you scream out to him, "John, John, stop, stop." John stops. He looks out of the window and he tells him, "Save me." Zok the pasuk in Mishlei? Nein. That was a wrong choice. Pagosh doiv shakol. Better to meet up with the bereaved bear. Va'al ksil bi'ivaltoi. You'll try to survive the bear, but the influence from this goyish neighbor, this ksil bi'ivaltoi, it's the worst. You're going from the frying pan into the fire directly. Are you nuts? You're stopping this goyish neighbor of yours to get saved from the bear? No, a bereaved bear. It's dangerous. No, but a ksil bi'ivaltoi? It's the hashpo of a bad neighbor. That was the hashpo of Korach v'Adosoi. It's a lesson for us. Hey, Olu, misaviv. Suruna, mi'alaholi anoshim arishoyim oile, v'al tigu b'chol asher lohem, penti sofu b'kol chateison. Hey, Olu, misaviv. Even dosen v'aviram, the horrible troublemakers from all along. It's a pele they survived till this point of history in the Midbar. And they did. They also fell only because of a bad hashpo, oyle roshav, oyle shcheinoy. How careful do we have to be from bad hashpo? And how grateful do we have to be? And how much we have to be mischazik? Being part of a chabura. Ishis re'u ya'azoyru, tov latzadik, tov lishcheinoy. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Deis. Chayev Odom, to do whatever he can to be part of a group of tzaddikim, bnei aliyah, who are mashpia good on each other, to be misroimim, to be misale, and to steer away from any ksil bi'ivaltoi. The stupidity and the foolishness Rishon shouldn't have an influence on us. A good Shabbos.